Well, when you are high school rodeoing in Alberta, you have a provincial finals, and that's what our goal is to make. And that is where everybody from Alberta competes. And at the provincial finals, they take the top five from provincials and you go to nationals. And that's where everybody competes at. So the U.S., Mexico, Hawaii, everywhere competes. And then we also have Canadians after nationals, and that's where everybody from Canada competes.
We talk about the prep time going into it, both for a competitor, but for horse too. Can you talk about the nutritional pattern? I found that really interesting when we got here today, how you keep your horses in top shape and what you feed them then.
Well, my horses, I try and exercise them every single day. And then when they're rodeoing, they normally get a day off after they rodeo. But nutrition is very important when we're on the road every single day. When we're on the road every weekend, having lots of hay in front of their face and water at the rodeos is very important for them. All of my horses, even the young ones, get grain, and in their grain they get aloe vera juice, apple cider vinegar, and flax oil, and that's just what helps them be healthy, stay strong, and their supplements and their grain are very important to their success in the arena.
Very good. Your success in high school rodeo is hopefully going to take you stateside. Can you talk about the process for somebody that's succeeding in high school rodeo and trying to get a scholarship stateside then?
Well, in high school rodeo, normally at nationals, and when you make it down to nationals, they have scouts down there from all the colleges in the U.S., and sometimes in Canada, they have scouts at provincials and everything. So the scouts scout you pretty much from grade 9 to grade 12. And when you're in your grade 11 year, they normally let you know. They contact you from the colleges, and that's normally when you're in contact with the coaches for scholarships and like what they want you to be and what they look for in a rodeo athlete.
Do you have to keep up an academic standard at the same time to be able to be accepted at one of these schools stateside then?
Oh, absolutely. They do actually look for your schooling and how you're doing in school and how they contact the schools and see if you're a good student and if your work ethic is there, so that they want to have a good athlete, but they also want to have a good student.
Very good. Can you tell us about your daily routine? Because there's a lot more than just jumping on a horse and riding it. You have to get up early every day. There's chores to be done. A bit about the lifestyle for Kenda then.
Well, every morning on school mornings, I get up at 6 o'clock and I come out and feed the horses and then I go to school. And then when I get home from school, sometimes I have lessons at night. But most nights I get home from school, I come right outside and I ride a couple horses and then I eat dinner. And then we're either roping or we're practicing for something in the rodeos. So
I know you're taking on teaching. What's it like when you're watching a young person trying to develop their skills? You've been through it before. You probably know what's going on in their head and maybe even what's going on in the horse's mind when you see them doing their thing then.
Oh, I love helping little kids. It's so much fun to watch them grow as a competitor and as a horsewoman or horsemen when they're young, and watching them grow up and having a successful career ahead of them. And I just love helping them and them learning.
Can you tell us about either two saddles you've won, where you won them, and what elements you won them in then?
My first saddle, I actually won it in 2014. We went to a junior rodeo in Kalispell, Montana, and I was only allowed to take one horse there, so I took one horse. His name was Nikki, and I did all five events on him, and I ended up winning the saddle, and I was the only Canadian at that rodeo.
Very good. And your other saddle?
My other saddle, I won it in 2018. I won it in Tabor. It was a final saddle, so we competed all year in these rodeos to make the finals, and then at the finals I had made it in all of my events, and I ended up winning the pole bending as well, too. And I won the all-around for that finals.
If we put COVID aside, if everything goes right for the fall, when would you end up down in Casper, Wyoming, right?
Well, I'm looking kind of all over right now, but hopefully I'll head down the year after I graduate, so that fall after I graduate in 2022.
Very good. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.